Today's word.
Every time is good. That's why we say God is good all the time. Now, it's a nice slogan, but when you're going through life, it doesn't feel that way. So, because sometimes when you're going through life, you feel like God is not good. God, as for this one, I will mark you and fail you. Unfortunately, he doesn't give you the right to mark him. He marks himself. And he says, whatever you're going through is good. Whatever you're going through is good. Now, because we see life only from a short time, you know, the span of a person's life, the longest, the oldest person on the earth, in the earth at this time, I think it's about 114. That's not too old. 114. So if even that person is looking at life, he has only a 114-year perspective. God has eternal perspective. And if you squeeze 114 years into eternity, it disappears. So because we see life only from our point of view and the expanse of our life, we can judge things now and not know how they will be 500 years from now and how they will be 1,000 years from now. But God looks at something from now and he sees how it will be 1,000 years from now, 500 years from now. So when he says it's good, his perspective is far wider than your perspective. There are actions you are taking now, and the consequences will be for 1,000 years. But you don't even know. You don't know. There are people you are talking now, and the effect of that conversation you are having with those people can be for 1,000 years. But for you, you are just living your life. But God sees the end from the beginning. That's why when he says, when I'm in it, it's good. It's good. Somebody say, God is good. Say one more time. Say, God is good. Now, when you look through the passage, there are three actions of God that we are going to look at in the passage. Three actions of God. The first one is that God saw the light he had made. God saw. What does it mean? It means God is aware of what he is doing. God is aware of what he is doing. You may not be aware, but he is aware of what he is doing. He saw the light that he had made. God does not hide from his words. He is aware of his words. He's present before his words. He saw the light. And just get this, God is aware of what he's doing in your life. He's aware of it. There are things that have happened in my life. At the time they happened in my life, I thought it was the most horrible thing to ever happen in my life. Most horrible. At that time, if you ask me to say, God is good, I would never say God is good. I would say God is wicked. God is terrible. What good can come out of this? 1975, I lost my mother. 1976, I lost my father. And we were living in the harvest city of Tema, the greatest city on earth. Of course, when you lose your parents in 1 year, what are you going to do? We didn't own the house we were in. We were just tenants in the house. And then, you know, all kinds of troubles came. And because, you know, our parents were gone and we were all young, you know, relatives came to pick us. You know, all of us children were scattered to relatives. And I was scattered to an aunt to go and live with my aunt. In a place in Accra, I left Tema and came to Accra, in an estate called Kanda Estates. And in Kanda Estates, I found other believers, and we started a Christian fellowship called the Kanda Christian Fellowship. And out of that kind of Christian fellowship came something called the International Central Gospel Church. Now, I cannot say God killed my mother, but if she had not died, there was no way I would live in Kanda Estates. And there was no way I would meet the people I met in Kanda Estates, like Pastor Donko and Pastor Ano and all of these people. And there was no way I would have started a church, because my mother would tell me, don't. Man, yeah. Tombo. She would never have encouraged me to start a church. Never. I can almost imagine what she would say if I said, God has called me. She would say, no, God hasn't called you. Be patient. Was it God who killed her? I don't know. But now I can look back and I say it was tough. It was good. Because God had something in mind that I could never, ever, ever have anticipated. If I had to make the choice, I would never make that choice. Who would make a choice to kill their mother? So when God does something and he says it's good, you may not see it, but God sees his work. He's aware of his work. He knows what he's doing. He's not crazy. He's purposeful. Somebody say, God knows what he's doing in my life. Oh, say it like you know it. Say, God knows what he's doing in my life. I don't know it all. I don't understand it all. But God sees what he's doing. He's aware of it. He's not an absent-minded God. The second action of God is that he separated the light from the day. He divided. He set things in their rightful place. God is a God of order. He separates the light from the darkness. He brings order out of chaos. But look at that. The light did not abolish the darkness. He didn't. So God is saying there are moments in your life you're going to experience darkness. And there are moments in your life you're going to experience light. There are times you can see your way clear, and there are times you see your way clear. There are times you get confused, but in both seasons, God is good. If you're going through divorce, it's a dark spot. You may think, what good can come out of this? But God sees the end from the beginning. He sees the end. He sees things we don't see. He sees outcomes we don't see. He sees things far into the distance. And he's able to position you in places you would never have chosen to be. Left to you, you would never choose it. But in his big scheme, he needs you to do it. So he's going to contrive and create the right circumstances to position you where he wants you to be, because greater good comes out of what he does in your life. When he says it is good, it is greater good. Maybe, you know, something is good for you as an individual, it benefits you. But God wants what he does not just to benefit you, but to benefit 10,000 people. And benefiting 10,000 people is more important than benefiting one person. So in God's providence, he's going to place you in the place where you can be of more benefit. Your children, your grandchildren. Some of you, what God is doing in your life is not for you. It's for your children. Because your children need a certain impetus, and he's going to create it because of a purpose he has for them 20 years down the line. And you would never make that choice if you were given that option. Even if you were told the benefit of it, you wouldn't choose it. Thank God for his mercy. God divides, he sets things in their rightful positions. We see in the passage, God called the light day. He called the darkness night. I like the final declaration. He saw the light is good. but he called it day. And he called the darkness night. He didn't call it evil. He called it night. He says, there's going to be day seasons and there's going to be night seasons. A night season is not necessarily an evil season. It's just a night season. A day season is just a day season. And if you've lived on this earth for a while, you know that no matter how long the day is, night will come. In the last few weeks, I've been, I take delight in so many things, in astronomy and studying about the universe and all kinds of natural phenomena. So I spend time studying all of those things. And so I've been spending time looking at places in the earth where the seasons are not day and night as we have it. Because if you are in the North Pole, you're going to have day for a very long time. I mean, people have day for months, and night is day. And yeah, I mean, sometimes you wish you would live in a world like that where it's never night. Those of you who don't like sleeping, you know. You wish it's day forever, but who wants day forever? Who wants day forever? So you stay somewhere in the North Pole and it's day, especially in the summer, it's day, 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 day. Every day is day. Sunlight every day. And then you go into another season as night, 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 continuous night. All I'm saying is no matter how prolonged the day is, night will come. And no matter how pronounced the night is, day will come. So God says, the light is just a day. The darkness is just a night. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Don't throw away your life because you are in a night season, because a day season is going to come. Because of the goodness of the Lord, He can show you mercy in the darkness, in the night, and He can show you mercy in the day, in the light. God is God of both the day and the night. His works are good. And this is how the Apostle Paul reflects on what Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 5 means to us as believers. I like how the Apostle Paul puts it. He says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaking, struck down, but not destroyed. What is Paul saying? Paul says, the same God who said, let there be light, and there was light, is the same one who said, let there be light in our hearts when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And He brought light into the darkness of our hearts. The same God. If you are a child of God and you are born again, you have received God's light in your life. And He says, because of that, we are hard pressed on every side. We are struck down. But the intended purpose of what is happening to us doesn't happen. Struck down, but not destroyed. In other words, we got a big blow from Mike Tyson. We were struck down when we went down the boxing ring. And probably for a moment, we were counted out. But have you noticed that people who are counted out in a boxing ring, they don't die, they get up and continue living? It's not as if they said 1, 2, up to 10, knock out. So for life, you are knocked out. No, you can get up after that and go and continue with your life. So he says we are struck down, but we are not destroyed. Why? Because the same God who said, let there be light, has given us light in our hearts. If you are a born-again believer, you have the light of God inside of you. And because of that, you cannot lose in the battle of life. Because of that, You would never fail in the battle of life. Even when people think you have failed, God will find a way to turn your failure into success. You can have somebody who probably doesn't have a child and may never have a biological child, but influence somebody, maybe a nephew, a niece, somebody in children's church, and that person they influence will probably be the most influential person 50 years from now. And probably if they had a child, they would never have taken care of that person. God has a way of turning your darkness into purpose. He has a way of turning your darkness into purpose. We want to trust Him with our lives, that He knows what He's doing. He's aware of what He's doing. Let's get up, everybody. Let's get up. And we're going to pray shortly before we close. Lift up your hands to God and thank Him for your life. Thank Him for the darkness. Thank Him for the night. Thank Him for things you don't understand, things you're going through that doesn't make sense to you. Thank Him that He's working out His purposes. He's bringing beauty out of it. He's bringing tov out of it. He says it's good. It's good. You're in the night, but I'll bring good out of it. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Just lift up your hands to Him and thank Him for your life. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's all in order. It's all in order. It's all in order. It's all in order. Nothing missing, nothing broken. It's all in order. And talk to the Lord and ask Him to give you, help you to see and understand His purposes for your life. Help me, Lord, to see Your purpose in my life. My life is not a mistake. I'm not a mistake. I'm not a disgrace. I'm not a failure. You're working out Your purposes in my life. You're working out good out of my life. In Your scheme of things, I fit well. I fit well. I am not a misfit. I fit into God's plan, into God's purposes. Father, we thank You that You see what You have made and You call it good. You see us made in the image of God, patterned after Christ Jesus, with the light of Christ, and You say, it is good. So we declare, Lord, that You are good. Your works are good. Our experiences are good. And You are working out good in our lives. It's all working together for Your purposes. You're bringing it together that we may experience the fullness of Your purpose and Your plan for our lives. And help us always to keep this perspective that Your works are good. In Jesus' name.